Gary and Braden are friends with ideas. Terrible ideas. When the phone rings, it's a special kind of conversing. Here you are. You're invited to listen in. So please allay your fears. Lend us your ears. When you get that itch, the pitch.
Braden Cameron.
Gary, but...
Whoa.
Damn it.
Hey, Gary.
I'm sorry, Braden. I sat down to talk to you on the phone, and I forgot that I filled my pocket with coffee.
What?
And it got coffee all over my chair.
Ooh.
Hot.
Wouldn't you've gotten it all over your leg, too?
Yeah, it's all over my thighs and shins, and it really smarts.
That's
made me sweat. It's all hot.
That's awful. Gary, that's the worst.
Yeah, this is one of the worst conversations we've ever had.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Gary. Like, what? I don't even know what to do. I wish I could reach over there and give you a couple, you know, dry paper towels.
Well, here's the thing. Like, and here's the part that's so stupid. Like, you know, when as Jeff Dunham says, you just have a brain fart.
Sure.
You know, I actually have been working on a prototype for this very thing, and I just forgot to put them on.
Oh, okay, so what... Gary, you know that they have, like, cups that you can carry coffee in, right?
Yeah, but I was outside. I mean, and it's real cold out.
Sure, I guess I'm not following you. Why did you put coffee in your pocket?
Well, let me set that... This was what I was calling you about anyway. I was so worried about dialing and picking up my receiver and stuff that I just forgot to install this thing before I sat down. This is why I called anyway. So,
okay.
So as you know me... unlike yourself, who is an Adonis, I'm a man of carriage.
Uh-huh.
And so I've got this big sloppy man gut in front, and then round back, I got a couple like kind of smaller man guts. Like as a man of carriage, each individual buttock is a lot like its own appendage.
Wow.
Like have you ever seen The Abyss?
Uh-huh.
You know that face that comes out of the water.
Yeah, the one that stares back at you?
Yeah, that's similar to... I've got, like, two of those riding back seat 24/7. And
all
so
right.
I was outside in this, like, frigid Portland winter, and I was just, you know, my buttocks were just getting really cold, and I was like, this can't be good. So so I jumped online, I did a little research.
Okay.
Did you know that the World Frostbite Association, in conjunction with the International Brrr Institute and the Grom Group, have released a study naming winter the coldest of seasons?
I did not know that they did that, but yes, I was aware of winter being the coldest of seasons.
A lot of resources went into this study.
Okay.
And the thing about frostbite, I don't know how much you know if you've ever got bit by the frostbite bug.
No, I usually wear gloves and hats and all that stuff. You know, growing up in Chicago, we're no strangers to winter, even in June.
Well, imagine that you had an extra pair of hands that were off growing out of your butt, but there was no, you know, such implement to keep them warm. Like, you know, it's an extremity that's just exposed to the cold all the time.
Sure, yeah, like if they were in fists or something.
Yeah, they're kind of like back fists.
Yeah, I've had some, like, you know? Butt fists, sure.
Yeah, the gentleman's fist, the buttock. So I was thinking about that, and they're getting frozen, and I'm afraid they're going to get hurt and everything. And I thought of this idea for what I'm calling the dry thigh pocketing system.
Okay, I'm listening.
Well, this is really, solves a lot of problems. It's kind of like the Swiss Army knife of our conversations.
Okay.
So I needed a way, I'm going to go down the list. I needed a way to keep my buttocks from getting frostbite.
Okay, sure. It seems like that's a real problem, especially if your buttocks is so large, there's more surface area to contact with the cold air.
Yeah. Each one is like a big, hairy hillock of mashed potatoes that have been dropped on the floor of a barber shop. It's really not a pretty sight, and that's my burden to bear. But in addition to that, like, I'm outside, I'm cold, I need to take care of the inside of me as well. I always have a hot beverage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Always trying to stay warm. I love coffee.
That makes sense. Sure.
Coffee. I love chai tea. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I just like to curl up with some chamomile and some flannel pajamas.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, hot cocoa.
But one of the things is I hate carrying it.
You have to use your hands for so many things during the day.
I'm unlocking stuff. I'm giving people high fives as I pass them on the street.
You got to carry groceries. You got to drive your car.
So I was thinking, what if there was a tandem solution to this? Dry thigh pocketing system. It's a waterproof pocket that you install into your pants, and you just pour coffee right into your pocket.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. So I called up venture capitalist Elizabeth Geyer,
okay.
And I said, listen, you know, I got this idea, and she and I have been working on it, and I figured I needed to bring you in, you know, at least as a consultant as we move forward.
Sure. I mean, because our previous agreement is that everything gets split down the middle no matter what.
Right, right. And so she will be working out of my share for this, if you are willing to give me your A-plus consulting game.
Okay, yeah, I'm listening, and I'm just really curious about this because I think I suffer from a lot of the same problems that you do. I often get cold in the winter. I mm-hmm. like having hot beverages. They're very soothing. They're just nice to have around. And then also, I am very busy with my hands. You know me, I'm always gesturing and gesticulating, as well as picking up dumbbells, putting dumbbells down. Sometimes I just kind of move them up and down or side to side. And then also, I open a lot of doors for old ladies.
Yeah, what a lot of people, you know, don't know who have met you because you hide it really well is that you're actually deaf and you communicate through American Sign Language.
Mm-hmm,
so you're constantly using your hands.
Right.
So imagine, you know, you get your coffee from the Starbucks and it's like $6, and then instead of, you know, just carrying around like a fucking moron, you just pour it into your pocket. Now that pocket stays warm. You can use your hands.
I like this.
Win-win.
Yeah, that is absolutely a win-win. What I'm worried about, Gary, is like, what is this pocket really kind of like made out of? What are we getting into here?
So a lot of the costs are going to be in development up front. So we need to develop a flexible space-age polymer that can be installed in any common variety pant.
Okay.
Right? It needs to be waterproof.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be conductive of heat.
Sure.
It needs to hold up to any kind of coffee, tea, soda, hot water, hot chocolate, mock chocolate, you know, any cocoa.
Right.
It has to have marshmallow resistance.
Even a hot toddy, if I wanted to put one of those in there?
Sure, or like a thermos of soup.
Oh, wow.
Like, you know, any number of these things. It needs to hold up to a lot of different materials. So it's going to be a lot of developing that. I believe we have the technology. Elizabeth, you know, she has a contact in the world of, like, space-age plastics.
Okay.
And stuff. There are all those people that decided to start making pans.
Oh, sure, sure.
She knows those people. She has a contact there. So we're going to work with them as well. Also going to come out of my cut. Don't worry, you're going to get your full percentage.
Okay, well, another thing I'm a little worried about is that the way this sounds is it's kind of like putting a Capri Sun in your pocket. And once it's in there, like, how am I going to get it out?
Well, much like a Capri Sun, these have a hole in the the prototype that, you know, behind me are a sea of chalkboards with drawings of pockets.
Mm-hmm.
The pocketing system you put in has a little bit of a an area that is a little bit weaker, and you punch in a straw the same way you would a Capri Sun.
Mm-hmm.
And you've heard of like a silly straw?
Yeah.
Here, we take this a little bit more seriously because warmth and hydration and caffeination are very important. So we have the serious straw.
Oh, okay, sure.
And we like to say with the serious straw, you can drink till the brink of dawn.
This is appropriate because this is obviously more towards adults. Because when you think about it, when you're a kid, you can wear snow pants everywhere. When you're an adult, you don't get to wear snow pants. It's just not allowed. But also, I mean, adults drink coffee and adults drink hot cocoa. I mean, kids don't drink that sort of thing. So, like,
right.
It really kind of takes the Capri Sun, which is, a child beverage, out of my mind completely. And now I'm just thinking, you know, fax me this, and I have a business venture that I must invest in.
Right, exactly. It's good for Capri sons and Capri dads.
I think you're really onto something. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. You know, and we're working on the technology to be able to have cold beverages as well. You know, maybe it's the summer and you don't want a hot coffee in your pocket. Maybe you want an iced coffee in your pocket, or a latte, Mr. $6 Starbucks.
Sure.
You know, that would be nice. Keep your buttock cold.
A nice cool lemonade.
Sure, like a lemonade or some, you know, vodka au gratin, you know, like any number of things.
Yeah. I believe it's actually pronounced lemonade.
Lemonade. Yeah, you could do that. We're thinking of a version, you know, for around the kitchen. Like, you put in a nice, like, lemon reduction in your pocket, and then whenever you get a new piece of poultry or fish, you just sit on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it sprays its goodness all over the meat in question.
Wow. No, I really like that. A kind of, like, a marinating pocket.
Yeah, you can put the mix of olive oil and herbs in your pocket, then just pocket chicken, and then by the time you've had your full day, it's already semi cooked from body heat, and you know, it's ready to go. You just squat it on out onto the stove.
I know this is an additional problem, and I'm not expecting your dry thigh pocketing system to solve it, but, like, I mean, you have to kind of think ahead, like, what, while this solves some problems, it might also create another. Like, I've been going through, you know, 30 years of my life using my hands to carry warm beverages. Now I can just put it in my pocket. What am I going to do with my hands, Gary?
Well, one of the things, I don't know about you, but I have, you know, love and romance on the brain, you know? Mm. And one of the things I like to do with my hands is embrace a lover, right? So, like, I like to hold hands. I like to touch boobs. I like to hug. I like to caress hairs. All those things. So one of the things that I like to do is, if you get a specific model of this, we're planning on calling it the Eros Love Cove model. Love and Cove don't quite rhyme. We're still deciding between the Love Cove and the Love Cove. That's something that if you wanted to consult on, you'd be welcome to. But you install your Sirius straw, you embrace your lover and drink out of her pocket while she simultaneously drinks from yours.
Wow. Okay, that is really romantic. And this is something you could do in, like, the robe cove of the shave cave?
Yeah, that's exactly what you could do. Because, like, one of the things, you know, like, holding my lady friend, I don't like how I have to stop drinking coffee to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone, you know, like, I like both, you know, but I'm like, you know, this is real nice, but it's going to put me to sleep. I need some caffeine.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
Like, hugging me, woman. And my first thought was some kind of, like, pizza panties with, like, Coca-Cola on them or something like that, like some kind of carbonated, caffeinated pizza panty.
Oh, yeah, like a Coke Fuck You pepperoni.
Yeah, exactly. And that would be, you know, an amazing innovation. But sometimes, like, I just want to be held. I just want to wear, like, some pajamas and just cuddle. I don't want to just get DTF.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, not fold. And in that case, you know, I'd rather just hug and drink coffee out of a pocket.
Sure, or some nice tea, or, you know, something relaxing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, some nice tea, some water.
I think that would be good, too. I mean, some warm milk right before bed, you know, you could just climb on in there and snuggle with your sweetie and then go right to sleep.
Yeah. Or let's say you're participating in, like, a 5K hug run,
mm-hmm.
where you hug and run sideways.
Sure.
For 5 kilometers.
Kind of like a weird three-legged race.
Yeah, like a four-legged race. Mm-hmm. And in that case, you know, you fill up the pocket with Powerade.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay,
America's
sure.
America's favorite non-Gatorade aid.
Except for lemonade.
Oh, sure. And limonade.
Mm-hmm. So what you're saying is, if I get this waterproof pocket, this dry thigh pocketing system, I can use my hands to hold my lover the same way I would without coffee in my hands. But then I also have kind of some spare hand still. I could even tweet on my phone, like, if I had a Twitter account, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, like, that's one of the things I like to do. And one of the things I like to do too. So let's say you've gone beyond the hugging stage, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you're feeling up, you're sipping your coffee, and you want to tweet at the same time. I just bust out my Mastermate. I log into www.twitter.com/pitchpod. And then I just think about ideas at the same time. Like, it's the most efficient I've ever been in my life. Like, I'm getting caffeine, I'm getting my rock salt, and I'm getting my Twitter on, all in bed at the same time while providing the illusion of care and romance.
It's kind of a dual illusion system.
The dual illusion system.
And you're in the Robe Cove. The only thing you're missing is Backpacular.
Well, you can also, this technology could also be provided to Backpacular.
In Factula. Gary, what's a very warm liquid that you could press up against your body? Kill the Backpacular with blood. So you could say something along the lines of, like, the dry thigh pocketing system. Don't worry, it's a dry heat.
That's excellent. That's real good.
You hardly feel it.
Don't worry, it's a dry heat, baby. The dry thigh pocketing system. Yeah, I'm thinking about getting Mark McDonald to do the theme song, because when I think of love and liquids, I think of Mark McDonald.
You mean Michael McDonald?
He was a kid in the hall. I think I was talking about Michael McDonald. Mark McDonald might also be good. Mark McKinney.
Mark McKinney and Kevin McDonald having some sort of baby became Mark.
Yeah. Or one of them singing songs, the other one's telling jokes. But it's all about the waterproof pocket, dry thigh pocketing system.
Sure, yeah. I mean, I think you could probably hire both of them for the price of a Michael McDonald.
Probably true. Like, hey, idiots. Do you like getting water all over your thighs? No. Sign up with us.
And they're Canadians. It's always negative 10 up there.
That's true. That's true. They just fill their pockets with poutine.
Yeah, and poutine and warm maple syrup.
Well, I'm glad that it sounds like you're on board. Like I said, you'll get your percentages. For me, this is a lost leader. Like, I want to create this, get some attention for our venture, and even though I'm losing a lot of my money to venture capitalist Elizabeth Geyer, and her NASA company.
Yeah. No, I think this is really awesome. And, Gary, so, I'm 100% behind you. I think this is a really great idea. I'm glad that your new partner isn't so intrusive that she's taking over everything, because then I'd have to, like, you know, be upset. And I'm glad I don't have to be upset, Gary. I'm really glad I don't have to be upset.
You know, I'm glad, too. You don't have to bust out your Yoko no more.
For when somebody's going to Yoko a situation.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad that you never had to use that on me. And you never will, buddy.
Thanks. Thanks a lot, Gary.
Yeah, well, I'll call you back when I get I mean, I probably won't record the call for posterity, but I'll call you back when I have the prototype done.
Okay, great. I'm just going to go upstairs and rub some oatmeal on my butt and then go to sleep.
Well, good night.
Good night.